As a teacher, I've always said to any of my new students that the hardest thing to do, week in, week out, is to walk in the door into the classroom, wherever we're teaching. Turning up, always the hardest thing. Everything else is easy after that. And now, after 11 years, it's time for me to be reminded of that for myself. As regular listeners will know, I've been struggling with a knee injury from a car accident last year. And late April, the situation reached the point where I was forced to take a break to help me get my injury fixed and to recuperate. And that has gone with mixed success, but I feel I've reached the point in my own recovery where it's time for me to once again walk through the door for the first time and to do the hardest thing of all. And as a teacher, I've got an additional challenge that students don't normally have, because the global recession means that my classes have not survived. So not only do I have to pick myself up and start training again and recover as best I can what I used to be able to do and then start improving again, I also have the added challenge. I also have to pick my classes up and rebuild those from scratch as well. Which, after 3 years of my work and 2-3 years of my teacher's work before me, feels a very daunting challenge today talking to you. It's going to be interesting to see if I can put into practice the things I try to teach my student. But my teacher always used to say, the only way to eat an elephant is one spoonful at a time. The place to start is at the beginning and to do one thing. So my first step on the road to recovery is to get back into regular training myself, first and foremost, and then to take it from there. And starting this week, that's what I'm going to be doing. I can't say I haven't got the time, as my classes are no longer running. And it'll be interesting to see how I progress on my own rather than working with the group. So this year's Tai Chi Audio Booth will be a different flavour, as it's my challenge now to, for lack of a better phrase, to walk in the footsteps of Yang Lu Chan and to develop and improve myself on my own. We'll see how we do. Thanks for listening.